Israel Maturita Test 2013. B1 Level. Test 1. Section 1. Listening. Part 1. An interview with Emma Watson. You will hear an interview with Emma Watson. For statements 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. There is always only one correct answer. Script 1. Welcome to our show. Today's guest is the popular actress Emma Watson. Working hard on Harry Potter films, she's never had the time to do things other kids and teens do. Emma, welcome.
Hi, Derek. It's good to be here.
Emma, you went to a football match last weekend. I can't believe that was your very first football match ever. What have you been doing your whole life?
Oh, I don't know. I did these little films that no one's ever heard of.
And I heard you just hosted your first ever dinner party last night. How did that go?
Well, it was a disaster. Not because I'm a terrible cook, but because the time limit was too short. I was only able to make half the pie.
Was this one of those situations where you wish you could do magic?
Exactly.
Emma, you visited Mexico earlier this year. Do you like to travel?
Yes. And that's where the films have helped. With Harry Potter, I've been all over the world.
By the way, you were 9 years old when you started filming Harry Potter. Very young. How did you even know about the books?
My dad used to read them to me before I went to bed, and while on long car journeys. I wanted the role very much.
Why? Because you wanted to be in movies and be famous, or because you identified with that role?
I loved the books. I was a massive fan. I just felt like that part belonged to me. I know that sounds crazy, but from that first audition, I always knew. Hermione came so naturally to me. Maybe so much of myself at that time was similar to her. Of course, all this terrified my parents. They were anxious about what I would do if I didn't get it.
I'm sure they were like, what are we going to get her if she doesn't make it? A pony?
They were trying to make me stay realistic. This is a sweet thing. My dad did a roast on a Sunday, and he gave me the wishbone, and I obviously made the wish that I would get this role. I still have that wishbone upstairs in my jewellery box.
It's been a pretty effective good luck charm. What did you buy when the first Harry Potter money came in? Any designer clothes?
I got myself a laptop. I took my dad to Tuscany. He worked so hard, my dad, so I rang up his secretary and asked when he was free, and I booked as a holiday. What else? Oh, I got myself a car.
You said previously that after the Harry Potter films are done, you're not sure you'll continue to be a full-time actress.
Well, I really want to study. I would love to try theatre. And who knows, I might still be here in 10 years making Harry Potter 30.
Part 2. My house burned down. You will hear a true story of Alice, whose house has burned down. For statements 8 through 13, decide whether the statements are true, A, false, B, or whether the information was not given, C. Script 2. It started out as a perfectly normal Thursday morning in February 2010. I had eaten breakfast, tidied my room, and packed my bag. I stepped out the door, kissed my mum goodbye, and promised I wouldn't be too late home. Weirdly, it felt like it was going to be a good day. How wrong I was. School was good, and afterwards I walked home. However, when I was halfway down the road, I saw my mum's car coming towards me. As the car pulled up for me to get in, I realized mum's eyes were red with tears, and I knew something was wrong. "We've had a fire," Mum explained. Mum assured me that everyone in our family was fine, although our dog was a little shaken up. What had happened? It turned out that Mum had gone out to take my sisters to school and left our little dog in the house. Meanwhile, the dishwasher had overheated and caught fire. When she returned back, she found the house on fire. As we turned the car into our street, I was scared at what I would find. The road was covered in water, but the house was still standing, All the windows were destroyed, and there was a bad smell in the air. We realized that we were homeless and had nothing but the clothes we were standing in. I couldn't help it. I broke down. Fortunately, we had a holiday cottage that we were able to go to. After some emergency shopping, I had 2 t-shirts and 2 pairs of leggings to wear, but I felt upset. My dog was the worst off by far. She was unconscious when the firemen found her, but she was alive. We were eventually able to rent a house in the area we had been living in before, but it was a painful struggle. My friends helped me a lot, and I owe it to them. We have only just got back to normal. The house was repaired and sold, and we have bought another. Plus, my 3 sisters and I got so many things at Christmas from all our friends and family to make up for the possessions we lost in the fire. Thank you so much to everyone who has helped us in the past year. To you, I will be eternally grateful.
Part 3. How to be lucky on Friday the 13th. You will hear 6 practical tips about how to be lucky on Friday the 13th. Listen to 6 pieces of advice. Below you can read summaries of this information numbered 14 to 20, but in the wrong order. Indicate the order in which you hear the information by writing the number 1 to 6 next to the number that represents that information. Be careful. There is 1 extra summary. Put X next to the number that represents extra information. 1. There are a few superstitions aimed at bringing you luck that you might like to try. Get out of the bed on the right side, that is, not the left side. This side is guaranteed to make your day luckier according to some superstitions. If you can't get out on that side because it is next to the wall or for another reason, just skip this step. Wear red underpants. Apparently, this colour will bring you more luck than any other colours. Whatever you do, don't choose green underpants, or luck might abandon you. Get your most trusted lucky charm out, place it in your pocket, and wear it all day. 2. This is the day for choosing good things, good thoughts, and good outcomes. Indeed, not believing in bad luck is a good approach, because research has shown that people who believe in bad luck tend to bring it on. It's good to tell everyone that 13 is your lucky number. Let them know that you expect this to be a great day. 3. Go out and deliberately do a few things that involve chance and where your luck takes you. Buy a lottery ticket for the next big draw, play a game at the casino, or place some sports bets. If you're too young to gamble or dislike it, play some games at home with friends and guess who is going to win. Or watch a game on TV and guess who will win. Apply for a new job you've really been wanting. 4. Mark the day by celebrating and having fun with your friends. Go to a concert, eat out, visit a bar, watch a show in the park, etc. Just use the day as an excuse to party. 5. Spend a little part of your day thinking about the things you're grateful for in your life. Who are the most important people in your life? What wouldn't you change about your life for all the world? Think of all the people, opportunities, and things that make you feel lucky in your life. 6. Consider adopting a black cat or kitten from a shelter. The luck has to go somewhere, right? Give it some cat treats. Any other colour of cat helps too. Just close your eyes and scratch. Listen for the purr.